It's Monday, October 13th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I wanna ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one's head? Things I felt but I never said. You said things that I never said, so I'll say something that I should have said long ago.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You could have just propped me up on the table like a mannequin, or a cardboard stand up and paint me in the face that you wanted me to be seen with. Existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma, and it was, we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes, yeah sure, trace and memorize, but can you go back once you know?
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. Shorter leash then. Why the fuck would you want me back? Maybe it's because
you don't know me at all.
Trying to say is what I'm trying to tell you is not gonna come out like I wanna say it, cause I know you'll only change it.
Say it. You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
The great Ben Folds, originally from North Carolina. He lives in Nashville, and he partnered up with New York City's own Via Russia, Regina Spektor. And actually, that song right there, You Don't Know Me by Ben Folds, it sounds more like a Regina Spektor song with Ben Folds on it to me than it does a Ben Folds song with Regina Spektor on it. But whichever. It's from his new album called Way to Normal, and it's an okay album. You know, it's about on par with his last album. There's a few good songs. It's not as good as his old stuff, if you ask me, but hey, I love me the Ben Folds. Okay, up next, from Philadelphia, it's a band called Dr. Dog. They got a new album out called Fate, and we're going to hear two songs from it. The first is The Rabbit, The Bat, and The Reindeer, and the second is Uncovering the Old. And both are from this new album called Fate, and Dr. Dog, pretty good stuff. This album sounds a bit more like Page France, I think, than their previous albums, which also kind of sounded like Page France. Their earlier work, I think, sometimes kind of sounded like an Of Montreal sort of sound, like an old Of Montreal sort of sound. And this album just sounds more like Page France. So here it is, Dr. Dog with The Rabbit, The Bat, and The Reindeer, and then Uncovering the Old from their new album, The Fate. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
Well, I don't want a thing to do with your kind, and I ain't got no time to kill on your dime. Strung up, hanging round, looking like you're upside down. Well,
Special time, big election year in the United States. George Bush has fucked up so bad, he made it hard for a white man to run for president.
Forward. We now continue our coverage of our top news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
Right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused some $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead, and still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas has never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. This is the state. It's just mind-boggling.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
You know, it's so sad. You can actually hear the fear in their voices.
Yeah.
The sheer destructive force of Bush caught people completely off guard in a lot of cases.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency.
Yeah.
And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart.
We have a clip from that speech,
yeah.
So we should give a look and a listen to it right now.
I'll be seeing people whose lives were turned upside down. I'll do my very best to comfort them. I ask our nation, for those who are prayerful, to give a prayer for the victims.
And the president said he has been praying every night that he doesn't do any more damage than he's already wrought on the country.
Now tell us, what has the president's emotional response been to all this?
He did truly love America, and to see that he all but destroyed it, I think it's just very hard on him.
Yeah, I have to say, this might be one of his finest moments as president.
You know, I think history may bear you out on that, Tracy.
There is water here, and the dark and mighty. There
That was a band from Los Angeles, California. They're called Bodies of Water, and I've played them before. That song, Water Here, from their new album, A Certain Feeling, is pretty good. I think it's the strongest song on the album, and really only like the last 3 minutes of the 7 minutes that are that song, I think, are particularly strong. It takes a while to get going, as do a lot of their songs, but I felt like that one really kind of came to fruition better than the others. And this new Bodies of Water album, A Certain Feeling, it's like the new Ben Folds record, and a lot of other records, actually, that have come out lately, where I've just been like, you know, okay, whatever. It's okay. It's not, you know, as good as it should be. So Bodies of Water, kind of disappointing, but that song's pretty good. And if you like Bodies of Water as much as I do, you might want to check out the album. You know, why not? Maybe I'm wrong. It's possible. Okay, up next, a band also from Los Angeles, California. They're called The Submarines, and they're quite good. And actually, I like their new album, Honeysuckle Weeks, more than their debut album, which I played something from a while ago. So anyway, The Submarines, they're pretty good. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear You, Me, and The Bourgeoisie, and Maybe, both from Honeysuckle Weeks, their new album. Check out The Submarines right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, baby, don't be so distressed. We're done.
right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, another band I like to play with another new, kind of disappointing album. That's right, the Rosebuds from North Carolina. We're going to hear In the Backyard from their new album, Lifelike. And Lifelike, 10 tracks, 30 minutes, pretty crappy. I mean, there's just nothing standout. It's all kind of like, you know, yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's all like as good as the worst songs on their other albums. How about that? That's a rude thing to say, isn't it? Well, whatever. I love the Rosebuds, and I just wasn't that impressed with Lifelike. So here's In the Backyard, finishing up this episode, which seems to have a whole lot of albums on it that I was unimpressed with. Here it is, In the Backyard, the Rosebuds, right now. For this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Before Cologne by Ben Folds from his new album Way to Normal. I also talked over I Love You Laugh by Headlights and Life in Technicolor by Coldplay. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, you can do me a favor and tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com for any particular episode, or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on October 27th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.